Okay, I want you to picture a scenario. It's 10:00 a.m. on a Tuesday. You're in a seventh grade classroom.
All right, I'm with you.
You've got Mrs. Smith up at the whiteboard, and she is giving the performance of her life, trying to explain the quadratic formula with, like, actual enthusiasm.
And if you walk down the aisles and look at the screens.
Exactly. You look at the glow on the students' faces, and what do you see?
Oh, I know exactly what you see, and it is not algebra.
Not even close.
Yeah.
You've got a kid in the back row streaming ESPN. You've got like three others huddled together coordinating a raid in Fortnite.
And probably someone's just watching YouTube.
Yep, silently watching a vlogger. Mrs. Smith thinks she's fighting a lack of interest, but really she's fighting the entire internet.
Which is a fight no teacher can win on their own. And that chaos right there is why our first subject today even exists. Dino.
Right, so we dug into Dino. It's a classroom management software, securely acquire them. It gives a teacher a kind of command center for all the school-issued devices.
We're talking Chromebooks, Macs, PCs, the whole lot.
Mrs. Smith pushes a button, and boom, YouTube is blocked. Fortnite is gone. The screens lock. And all the eyes go back to the front of the room.
It's such a critical tool for modern teaching. But, and here's the twist for today's deep dive, we're not really here to talk about classroom management.
No, we're talking about the business side of things.
Exactly. Because Dino, even with this amazing product, is facing a problem that I think is strangling almost every B2B company out there.
You're talking about the content bottleneck.
That's the one. Think about the scale here.
Right.
Dino has to train thousands of teachers, thousands of tech coaches, and then thousands of administrators.
And they all need different things.
Right. They need to explain new features, justify the ROI, keep people engaged. Doing that the old way, you know, hiring a human team to write blogs and film videos. It's mathematically impossible to scale.
You need a media team the size of a major studio just to keep up.
Precisely. So our mission today is a bit of a hypothetical. We're going to take Dino, this real-world company, and we're going to plug it into our second source, the Auto Content API.
And just to be clear, when we say API, we're not talking about some simple little plugin. The source material calls this thing an industrial engine for content.
Yeah, API is application programming interface, but just think of it as a robotic factory. You feed it raw materials, text, data, PDFs, a URL, and it just spits out finished media.
Videos, podcasts, articles.
All of it, without a human ever turning on a camera or setting up a mic.
So we're going to see if this robot factory can solve Dino's communication problem. Can we, in theory, turn a software company into a media powerhouse without bankrupting them?
That's the goal. We're going to look at four or five specific features of this API and apply them directly to Dino's business model and just see what happens.
I love it. Okay, let's start by really defining the client here. Because Dino isn't just selling to one person, are they?
No, and that's where it gets complicated. They have this three-pronged audience. First, you've got the teachers. They're on the front lines. They're stressed, busy, and honestly, often a bit scared of the technology.
Right, Mrs. Smith just wants the big red stop Fortnite button. She doesn't care about the back end.
Exactly. Then you have the tech coaches. Their job is to train all the Mrs. Smiths. So they're the ones getting bombarded with all the how do I do this emails.
And finally, the administrators, the
The
superintendents.
ones who write the checks, they don't care about the buttons, they care about the data. Is this software actually working? Are we getting a return on our investment?
I saw a quote in the Dino material from an administrator, Chuck Holland, from Richland School District 2. He said, "Dino is getting used a lot more now because of e-learning."
And that's a double-edged sword. More usage is great for revenue, but it's a disaster for support costs.
Because more usage means more questions, more support tickets.
Right. And if you hand Mrs. Smith a 50-page PDF manual called Advanced Blocking Configurations, what's she going to do with it?
Close it immediately. Or she'll just email support anyway. Or worse, she just won't use it at all.
And then the district cancels next year because nobody used it. This is where that content saturation report we looked at comes in. It argues the barrier to growth isn't distribution anymore. Anyone can upload to YouTube.
The barrier is production.
It's the bottleneck. Making one helpful video takes a scriptwriter, an editor, a voice actor, and weeks of time.
So let's fix it. Let's get into the first big integration, the explainer revolution. I'm looking at the Auto Content API specs and the explainer video endpoint seems like the obvious place to start for that teacher problem.
It really is. This is the teacher onboarding fix. The API can take what they call unstructured data, so a text file, a help desk article, a PDF, and run it through a transformation engine.
Walk me through it. So Dino has a web page, how to create a blocking plan. It's just text and screenshots. They feed that URL to the API, and then what?
The API scrapes the text, figures out the steps, then it writes a script that's optimized to be spoken so it sounds natural.
Not like a robot reading a manual.
Right. It selects an AI avatar, synthesizes the voice, and it can even generate B-roll or overlay the screenshots to match what's being said. In minutes, you have a 60 to 90 second horizontal video.
And no human touched the camera.
Not even once. A human didn't even have to leave their desk.
That's huge for support. If I'm a teacher, I don't want to read. I want to see. Click here.
He's called ticket deflection in the industry. If Mrs. Smith watches a 45-second video that answers her question, she never sends that email. You've just saved money.
Okay, but let's talk about the economics.
Yeah.
Because this is where the deep dive really gets interesting. Video is so expensive.
It is. I mean, the source material says a traditional corporate explainer video costs anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000.
Wow. So if Dino has, say, 50 core features, that's almost $500,000 just for the videos. No wonder they don't do it.
Of course not. So they make videos for the top three features and leave the rest as text. But look at the auto content API pricing. It uses a credit system. A standard video costs about 50 credits.
Which is what, in real money? A few bucks.
It's about 50 cents to a dollar.
Wait, hold on. $3,000 versus 50 cents.
It's a 99.9% cost reduction. And that completely changes the company's psychology.
It's scarcity versus abundance.
Totally. At $3,000, you have a scarcity mindset. You only make the most critical videos. At 50 cents, you have an abundance mindset. You make a video for everything.
A video for how to block YouTube, how to block ESPN, how to unblock one student. You can just flood the zone with helpful content.
And when the software updates, and it always does, you don't have to rehire the film crew. You just update the text, hit generate again, and you have a new video.
Yeah.
Your whole library stays current.
Okay, so the teachers are happy. They have their videos. But what about the administrators, the ones with the checkbook? You said they care about data and impact.
Yeah, they're not watching how-to videos. They're busy. They're in the car, commuting. They have what we call passive consumption time.
And that brings us to the next feature of the API, podcast generation and those deep research agents.
This is one of the most fascinating parts. I've seen it called a notebook LM alternative, this idea of turning text into a dialogue.
How does Dino use that to reach a superintendent?
Well, Dino has these great case studies, right? The one from Richland School District 2. Right now, that's probably a 2,000-word PDF on their website.
Which no superintendent is ever going to read.
Not a chance. But Dino can feed that PDF into the audio endpoint. The API analyzes the success story. You know, we cut distractions by 40%, and it turns it into a dynamic two-speaker podcast episode.
So it sounds like you and I talking about the success of that school district.
Exactly. It adds intonation, pauses, even the little ums and ahs to make it sound real. So now that administrator listens to the School Success Stories podcast on their drive. They're getting the ROI data without having to read a white paper.
That's powerful. But the source mentioned deep research. This isn't just summarizing, right? It goes out and finds new information.
This is the real game changer for becoming a thought leader. Dino can set up an automated agent. The prompt to be something like, find the latest academic papers and news on digital distraction in classrooms for this week.
So the AI is actively browsing the web in real time.
It browses, it reads, it filters out the noise. Then it synthesizes the key findings into a briefing. And then it converts that briefing into an audio episode.
So Dino could automatically release a Monday morning EdTech briefing for every superintendent in the country.
With zero manual effort. And suddenly, Dino isn't just a software vendor. They're the expert in the ear of the decision maker every single week.
And the source mentioned voice cloning. This is a pretty key detail.
Yes. This solves the CEO paradox. Everyone wants to hear from leadership, but the CEO has no time to be in a recording booth.
So with the API, they can clone the CEO's voice?
And that weekly briefing sounds like it's being hosted by the CEO themselves. It builds that personal connection, but the actual CEO is off running the company. The AI is doing the talking.
That is both incredible and a little terrifying, but incredibly efficient.
Radical efficiency. It lets the brand be everywhere at once.
Okay, moving down the funnel. We've trained the teachers, we've briefed the admins. Let's talk social media. The Content Saturation Report calls it the short form imperative. TikTok, Reels, Shorts.
That's where the attention is. Even for teachers, there's a huge teacher talk community out there.
But for a B2B company like Dino, making TikToks can feel, I don't know, a little cringe.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to do well. It feels risky.
It's a creative grind. But the Auto Content API has a specific endpoint for vertical shorts. This lets them do what the source calls creative testing at scale.
What does that look like for Dino?
They can use a faceless strategy. They don't need their employees dancing on camera. They just feed the API a topic, like three signs your students are secretly playing games in class.
And the API just builds the video.
It writes the hook, it generates the visuals, maybe some gameplay footage mixed with a classroom shot. It adds the voiceover, and it burns in the subtitles, which is so crucial for mobile.
And because it's cheap, they can just do a ton of them.
They can do it daily. It's the throw spaghetti at the wall method. Generate 10 different videos with 10 different angles. One is serious, one is funny, one is data-driven. You post them all.
And see what sticks.
Exactly. If the funny one about Fortnite gets 10,000 views, you tell the API, make more just like this. You let the audience data drive your creative, not a boardroom meeting.
The notes also mention newsjacking. I love that term.
It's brilliant. The API can integrate with social listening tools. So imagine a new game, Fortnite 2, drops on a Tuesday.
By Wednesday, Twitter is flooded with teachers complaining about it.
The API spots that keyword spike. It sees the negative sentiment, and it can automatically trigger a draft video. New game causing chaos. Here's how to block Fortnite 2 with Dino.
That's a speed no human team can possibly match. By the time a marketing team has a meeting about it, the trend is over.
Exactly. With the API, the solution is live while the problem is still trending.
Okay, let's zoom out. Dino is US-based, right? But student distraction is a global problem.
Oh, a teacher in Madrid hates Minecraft just as much as a teacher in Chicago. This is the global expansion play. Usually, going global is a massive, expensive hurdle.
You need translators, local teams, localized support.
But the API supports over 50 languages. And it's not just translation, it's resynthesis. This is a key difference.
So it doesn't just put Spanish subtitles on an English video?
No, it re-renders the audio so the avatar is actually speaking fluent Spanish. That how to block YouTube video we made.
It can exist in Spanish, French, Mandarin, whatever, almost instantly.
They create the content once in English, and then a simple API loop generates localized versions for every major market, their total addressable market, their TAM, just multiplied overnight.
Without hiring a single person in those countries, you're decoupling growth from headcount.
That is the core idea of the Auto Content API, decoupling output from human time.
I want to hit one last strategy before we wrap up. Programmatic SEO. Now, SEO is usually about writing great blog posts.
Yeah.
That's this.
Programmatic SEO is about capturing the long tail of search. A teacher doesn't Google enterprise classroom management software.
No, they type, how do I stop students watching Netflix on Chromebooks? Super specific.
Right. Or block Discord on School Mac. There are thousands of these combinations. To capture them, you need a unique landing page for every single one.
But Google hates that if it's just duplicate content. They call it thin content, and they bury you.
Right. You need unique value on every page. So Dino generates a list of 2,000 problems. The API then builds a unique page for each one.
How does it make them unique?
It generates a unique text guide for that specific problem, then a unique audio summary, and then a unique video demo.
So the block Discord on Mac page has a video specifically showing Discord on a Mac.
Yes. And because there's rich media video, audio people stay on the page longer. That's called dwell time. And it's a huge ranking factor for Google.
You're basically building a massive net that catches every possible frustrated teacher, no matter how specific their search is.
And you're doing it at a cost that makes it profitable. You couldn't pay humans to write 2,000 unique pages. The API does it for pennies.
So let's pull this all together. We started with Mrs. Smith fighting for attention in her class. Dino helps her win that. But in the business world, Dino is fighting for attention in a saturated market.
And the Auto Content API is the weapon that helps them win that fight. They move from a traditional company, limited by how many videos their team can edit, to a full-on media powerhouse.
They've solved the bottleneck. It's not linear creation anymore. 1 hour of work for 1 minute of video. Yeah. It's parallel transformation. One input becomes a video, a podcast, a blog, a tweet in 50 languages.
And the financial side is just undeniable. When the cost to produce an asset drops to practically zero, strategies that were once impossible just become the new standard.
It forces you to ask, if you weren't limited by budget or time, what would you even build?
Exactly. That's the question every business leader needs to be asking themselves right now.
I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. We've painted a pretty great picture for Dino here. They use this, they win. But what if we flip the script?
What about their competition?
Right. What happens to the competitor who doesn't do this? The company's still paying a freelancer for one blog post a week, while Dino is publishing 100 multimedia assets a day.
That's the scary part. It becomes an asymmetric fight.
It feels like we're entering an era where the manual companies just won't be visible anymore. They'll be drowned out by the noise from the automated ones. The question isn't just, does this save me money? It's, can I even survive if I don't do this?
Adapt or disappear. That's really the reality of the AI age.
Heavy stuff. But that's why we do these deep dives. Thanks for listening to our breakdown of Dino and the Auto Content API. We'll catch you on the next one.